Blog Talk Radio. Sister Ruby?
Praise the Lord. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thank God for another opportunity. And thank God for you all tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen. Every time God gives us an opportunity to share this good news. What is the good news, Sister Bernard? What is the gospel? It is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So if God has done anything for you, you should be excited. Ah, things may not be everything that you would desire for them to be. Amen. But where there's life, there is yet hope. Oh, I give him glory today. I give him praise because God is a great God, and he's greatly to be praised. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Amen. We thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, who is always on time. Amen. We often quote and say, God is an on-time God. Amen. Well, I can say that about Sister Ruby. She's an on-time sister. Amen. And she takes anything she does for the Lord very, very seriously. Amen. Amen. So once again, A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, that will enhance, that will enlighten, that will enrich and empower souls to pursue their God-given destiny in Christ Jesus. We are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. That's our foundational scripture, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. We're here Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturdays, Minister Billy Burns, all the way out of North Carolina, hosts our Saturday segment, which is a time, a segment that you can tune into and give your live testimonies. Amen. She's on at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays, we have corporate prayer, early Sunday morning prayer. Amen. Where we can all come together and pray. Amen. Before we enter into our respective houses of worship. And we're so thankful that Sister Ruby, amen, she oversees that Sunday morning prayer. Amen, amen. We're in a different time zone now, so my time zone have changed. But every time I'm able to get on, I do just that. So we invite you to tune in for early Sunday morning prayer. Once again, we invite you to visit our Facebook page. We invite you to visit our Twitter page and also our YouTube channel. Amen. All of these messages are downloaded, and you can hear these women and these men of God that preach and teach these anointed messages on a daily basis. Even our archives, they're open 24/7. So if you find yourself where you need a word of encouragement and you just need to be uplifted, you need to know that God hasn't forgotten about you, we invite you to visit our website at www.newdestinyministries, and you can certainly listen to these messages in their entirety. Amen. Also, we're on PayPal. Amen. If the Lord touch your heart to sow a seed, know that you're sowing it on good ground. Amen. And you can also visit us and donate. Hit the button on our website, and you can make a donation. Amen. We thank the Lord for what he's doing. Amen. God keeps on doing great things for us. Amen. And we want you to know that by way of announcements, we want you to mark your calendars and save the dates for our citywide crusade and ministry launch that will be held and hosted here in the city of New Orleans. Somebody say New Orleans. Amen. Some folks say New Orleans. It's all right. It's all right. Amen. So we're excited about that. Mark those, mark your calendar, save those dates for September the 4th through the 6th. I tell you, I can feel a Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, breaking loose. Amen. You know, I often hear my Uncle Alfred talk about the Azusa Street. He wasn't there, amen, but he talks about that Azusa Street experience, amen, where, hey, it was like the day of Pentecost, amen, when the Holy Ghost set on the men and women of God like cloven tongues, and they begin to speak. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're looking for that. We're looking for souls to be reclaimed. We're looking for the backsliders to come back in. We're looking for restoration. We're looking for healing, deliverance, and miracles take place. Somebody say, oh, nobody's being healed today. Well, I beg to differ with you. Amen. If you can activate this power that is within you, hey, the God that we serve, amen, he's still in the blessing business. He's still in the healing business. He is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. All we have to do is call upon his name. Amen. And he will answer. Hey, he will come in. He said he would walk up and down in us. He would take up his abode in us. Amen. So we're looking for a magnificent time. Amen. We have one of our apostolic fathers, Bishop Alfred Singleton, the former, hallelujah, presiding bishop of the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith. Just want to get to, I want to put this in your memory bank where you'll know what you're coming to, where you'll know what to expect. Amen. He'll be here with us. And we also have the presiding prelate of Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide. And that's none other than Bishop Leo S. Lewis, all the way from Montgomery, Alabama. Amen. And then we have our own, the presiding prelate of the Family of Churches International, Bishop R.C. Blakes will be speaking for us. Amen, amen. Then we have our own Dr. Winston L. Singleton, Jr. of Great Enrichment Ministries out of Los Angeles, California. He'll be one of our speakers. Then all the way from Miami, Florida. Ah, somebody say Florida. We have Apostle Anthony Hill will be with us. Amen, amen. Give God some glory. Hallelujah. Then we have the women of God. Somebody said, God ain't called no pastors. Hallelujah. Well, my Bible tells me something different. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. So then we have Pastor Beatrice Martin. Hallelujah. From It's All About Jesus Ministries there in Stockton, California. My friend. Hey, a woman that loved the Lord. Then we have a young lady that's been preaching and teaching the gospel, and she's pastoring out of Atlanta, Georgia. None other than Pastor Tajana Logan. Amen, amen. And then, hey, last but not least, we have Lady Antoinette Alton Singleton, Bishop Singleton's wife. Hallelujah. A woman that loved the Lord, a woman that hosts the radio broadcast, also a live radio broadcast, not a blog talk. Amen. Coming all the way from Lansing, Michigan. Amen. Amen. We have other other saints of God that's going to be in this crusade. I tell you, we're coming to bombard this city. Amen. Everybody here won't be lost. God has some people already destined, destined to be empowered, destined for their destiny right here in the city of New Orleans. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. I just feel like the Lord is going to do something special, not because I am hosting it. Glory to God. That's not what it's about. Amen. But it's about when God has birthed something in your spirit and you begin to see that thing come alive. Woo, God, hallelujah. It's just like giving birth. Yeah, you know, the Messiah in the natural realm. Oh, you're going to have some labor pains. I don't know more see you. You're going to experience some labor pains. Oh, but after that baby is birthed, after you have travailed, hallelujah, after you done hollered and screamed, and then the baby arrives, you find a relief. And then when you see that baby, oh, joy return, because your bundle of joy is there. Amen. And when you see that baby, you begin to forget about the pain. You begin to forget about the labor. You begin to forget about how they was telling you to push. That's what God is telling us today, to push. We got to push until we see our way through. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but I feel this thing today. Hey, glory to God. God has been good to us. But today we're going to do a little open forum. And I'm just going to set the stage. I don't know who all's on the line yet. I haven't opened up the switchboard. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we getting ready to go forth. Oh, God is a great God. God is a great God. And he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. On yesterday, amen, as I was sitting, hallelujah, pondering on what can we talk about now? After 3 weeks of order my steps, what can we possibly talk about today? Amen. I see Prophet Lewis on the line, Sister Donna Shaw. Sometimes we call him a little bit late, but that's all right. God knows everything. Amen. So we're just going to set the stage. Amen. I had something in my mind that I wanted to discuss. Hallelujah. But as the day progressed, I heard another voice, and I sincerely believe it was the voice of the Lord. And I just heard him say, and at that time, I knew it was in Isaiah, but I'm not versed on every scripture, so I can't lead you to everything. Hey, glory to God. Said, Sister Adrian have not arrived yet. Amen. But I heard the Lord say, Prophet Lewis and Evangelist Donna, that cry, he said, cry aloud and spare not. And I kept hearing that. So I called the speaker, who was Elder Caldwell, did a beautiful job yesterday. And he tied in the first thing I gave him along with that one. And I kept hearing that, and that was like almost in the last hour. Cry aloud and spare not. Have any of you had an experience with God? And you knew that God was explicitly speaking to you. Nobody was there. Nobody heard it, but you heard the voice of God. You heard him say, do thus and thus. And when you begin to inquire, when you begin to kind of settle yourself a little bit, you hear that voice again, and it's saying the same thing. But sometimes we hear it, and we get confirmation, but we don't really believe. We're not sure. Why? Why aren't we sure? Well, sometimes We're not sure because guess what? We haven't consecrated ourselves. Sometimes we're not sure because we haven't spent any quality time trying to know his voice. Other times, and you don't know Messiah, we just take a minute here and a minute there to get what we need, and then after we get what we need, we're going on about our day. Hallelujah. But if you really want, if you really desire to know what God's will is, amen, you'll start making some steps. I used to say, order my steps. You'll start making some steps in that direction. So today, as I begin to look at that scripture in Isaiah 58, we're going to open up with that one. 58, hallelujah, and 1. Glory to God. And it says, hallelujah, cry, Isaiah 58 and 1. Let me go to my notes right quick. I'm just setting the stage because this is open forum. This is open forum today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 58 and 1. And I'm going to read it. This is the New International Version, but I want to go to the King James Version first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you. Give me a moment, y'all. Give me a moment. Woo, Lord, I bless the Lord. I bless him. 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 Let's go to Isaiah 58, 1. We're just going to read that one verse, and then I'm going to take you somewhere else. And then we're going to have an open forum, and we're going to see what you think that God was saying, what instructions was he giving to the prophet, and how we can go about following in those instructions. Amen. So the King James Version here in Isaiah 58 and 1, it says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Ah, glory to God. And show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. So as I begin, I say, okay, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying? Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. So as I begin to do a little research, oh, glory to God, to do a little research on this major prophet. See, Isaiah was a major prophet. Ah, glory to God. He wasn't a minor prophet. He was a major prophet. And the meaning of his name is Yahweh is salvation. What are you saying? The way to salvation is through God. Isaiah was also one of the prophets that prophesied the Messiah's coming. Hallelujah. Now, him being a major prophet, that did not exempt him from suffering. That did not exempt him from going through trials and tests and tribulations. See, you got to know, just because you have been chosen, just because you have been called, that doesn't exempt you from the cares of this life. The Bible says many, Prophet Mike, many are the afflictions of the righteous. What does that say? That means we're going to go through something. But this what gives us peace. This what gives us hope. Many are our afflictions, but the Lord not your girlfriend, not your mother, not your brother or your sister, but the Lord deliver them. We're going to be afflicted, but we have a hope in Christ. He's going to deliver us. Amen. God is going to deliver us. And as I begin to look at this thing, hallelujah, I begin to think about Isaiah. And, glory to God. Let me turn right quickly. I'm just doing a little introduction. Glory to God. Isaiah, when I began to think about what God was saying to me, I had to do a little research, cry aloud. What are you saying? And spare not. Remember, I'm in the city of my birth. Ah, Jesus said a prophet received no honor in his home. I didn't come to receive honor, but I came to do the will of my Father. Ah, and how many know I'm like a sore thumb? Ah, you stick out like a sore thumb. When you are holding up the bloodstained banner and everything and everybody around you is in some other stuff. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Jesus, I bless you. But look at Isaiah chapter 6. And it's ironic that the Lord took me to 6 and 1, just like 58 and 1. This particular scripture dealt with a king that had reigned, a king that had power. How many know you have to activate your power? That had power, and he had put in fear, you know, no more fire, in the heart of the prophet. Oh, glory to God. God is saying, and I said, Lord, what are you saying? He said, there are some Isaiahs in everyone's life. All right, what are you saying? What are you saying, Sister Bernard? There are some Isaiahs in everyone's life. What do you mean? Well, the Apostle Paul said it like this. He wanted God to remove the thorn that was in his flesh. That was his Isaiah. Ah, glory to God. But the Lord said, Paul, I won't do it. I will not do it. You have served me. You have given your life for the people. Hallelujah. You have denounced the hidden things. You denounced everything that you went against and you were for. You denounced it when you began to walk in my life, when you begin to accept me as your Lord and your personal Savior. Ah, but I'm not going to get rid of that thorn, because some thorns, some desires are positioned in our life to make us better, to make us better. Because if we never had an Isaiah, hallelujah, we may walk around in pride. Prophet Michael, Sister Donna, Sister Ruby, we may get lifted up and think we are the great I am. Oh, but I'm here to serve you. Notice today, hey, glory to God, that some of Zion is for the making of a major prophet. Isaiah was positioned to make Prophet Isaiah a greater and a major prophet. Ah, glory to God. And verse 6 and 1 says, in the year that King Isaiah died, it says, I saw, this is Isaiah. This is the major prophet talking. He said, when in that year, when King Isaiah died, at that moment, my fear loosed me. I was no longer gripped in fear. I was never walking in fear any longer, because guess what? God killed the king. He said, when King Isaiah died, that's when I saw the Lord. Where did I see him? I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. I just stopped by to tell you today, you know, Messiah, hallelujah, some of Zion is positioned for our good. Amen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting up on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. So this is chapter 6. When the Lord told Isaiah to cry aloud, that was 52 chapters later. Amen. You know why he was able to cry aloud, Prophet Lewis? Because the king died, and fear no longer gripped his heart. Higher than the Messiah. He was able to complete his assignment. He was able to blow the trumpet. He was able not to be intimidated any longer by the people. Hey, God, he heard the voice of God from chapter 6 to chapter 58. That tells me that Isaiah began to fast. Isaiah began to meditate. Isaiah began to pray. Isaiah began to establish, hallelujah, an intimate relationship with God. 52 chapters later, the Lord told him to cry aloud and spare not. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Just because my sister may be doing this and doing that, that don't mean I need to participate. Yes, I love them, but I have to love them from afar. Because you're not going to draft me back in. I have been chosen by God. I have been set aside. I got the mark on my life. The mark on my life for what? The mark on my life to walk in power. The mark on my life to declare and decree. The mark on my life to tell somebody that Jesus, hallelujah, he can fix it. He is the light of the world. He is the miracle worker. He is my strong tower. He is my bread when I'm hungry. He is my water in a dry land. He's that bridge that brought me over. He's that bridge that kept me 30 years. He's that bridge that directed and instructed me to come back. Why? Because Isaiah is dead. What are you saying, Adrian? Hey, glory to God. My flesh is just like yours. If I don't crucify it, it'll rise up every day. It'll rise up every hour. But guess what? I got to crucify it every day. It's not dead. It's yet alive. I said, Lord, why did you bring me back? God said, because I want you to cry loud and spare not. If it's my mama, I got to cry loud. Oh, God, I bless you today. And as I begin to look at that word cry, it begins to say to call out, hallelujah, with an intense emotion. How you know the Messiah? What are you doing? I'm calling out for help. I'm calling out because I don't know the way. I'm calling out, you know the Messiah, because I can't do it by myself. I'm crying out. And when I looked at that word, the Greek word, the Hebrew word means Shava. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to cry out against sin. We're going to cry out against all of these things that we are not able to overcome. Cry out aloud. Higher than the Messiah and spare not. God, I bless you today. Get on the Messiah. I'm reminded. Glory to God. When the prophets, Jezebel killed the prophets. And Elijah began to be afraid. God, hallelujah. But then he said one day, hallelujah, guess what? Call your prophets, and I'm going to call on my God. Where are your prophets? Call on them. And let's see who's going to answer. Let's see what kind of God you're serving. God, he said, a God that answers by fire. He is God. Oh, they begin to call upon their God. They begin to call upon their idol worshipers. They begin to call on them. They call on them from noon to midnight, and they didn't get no answer. Then Elijah began to mock them. He said, where is your God? You mean to tell me you got to wait all day for him to show up? Where is your God? Glory to God. And they began to prepare something, an offering, and put it on the altar. And Elijah said, the God that answered by fire. They begin to call on that idol God, and he didn't show up. Why didn't he show up? Because he's powerless. He don't have no power. All power belongs to God in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. But the God that Elijah served, he said, my God is going to answer. And the God that Elijah served, he answered. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. God will answer you. God will protect you. God will put a hedge about you. He put a blood covering around your home, a blood covering around your family. That's the kind of God we serve. I didn't know how the Lord was going to talk. He just said, cry loud. Cry loud. Stand up. I know you're a sore thumb. Oh, but guess what? If I have given you some instructions, if I have commanded you to do thus and thus, don't be afraid. He said, don't even look at their faces. When God give you a word, all you have to do is close your eyes. God will keep you from falling. He'll keep you from erring. He'll keep you from keep on making the same mistake over and over and over and over again, because we have to cry loud. We can't stand. We can't stand. There's some people that God has given specific instructions to. Glory to God. But because we want to be friends, because we want a husband or wife, because we want to drink every now and then, some of us smoking blunts, and we preaching the word of God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, but let me tell you, baby, God is not asleep. He is not dead. He is alive. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to shava today. Cry. That's what it means. Shava. Shava. Hallelujah. You got to shava God. You got to cry out to him day and night. You can't get weary. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Oh, it's hot in New Orleans. It's real humid. I'm sweating out while I'm walking. But I know God is able. He didn't give me this message for naught. He didn't give us this topic for naught. There's some other men and women that's going to come tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. Hey, God, but I was chosen today. Hey, you don't know what shy. Now we're going to open up this forum. Because I know that we have some people on this line, you know, that God has given some specific instructions to. God, but don't be deterred. Don't be distracted. Know that if God said it, he's able to perform it. If God spoke it, it will come to pass. He said, though that vision, sometimes some of us have dreams deferred. Some of my dreams have been deferred. Why were they deferred? Because I decided to put God at the head of my life. I decided to let him have the helm. Hallelujah. So some of those dreams were deferred. Sometimes we're ignorant of what we're doing. Oh, glory to God. But you cannot sell out. You cannot, hallelujah, make God your priority and then he forsake you. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this and then I'll open up the lines. Higher than the Most High. Sister Ruby can attest to this with me. I had some kind of switch, some kind of spark switch in my car went out. And I had that thing replaced in Stockton. So about a month and a half ago, the same thing happened, and they had to replace that. So I sent for the records from the Mercedes dealer there in Stockton, and he told me about my warranty had expired or something. Hallelujah, but how many know God knows what he's doing? Hey, glory to God. So I had to spend a couple of $100 to replace that thing, and I felt bad. So when they sent me an email, they sent me an email, and they wanted me to serve. They did a serve, wanted me to take a 5 or 8 minute survey and tell them about my experience there, my customer service there. So you know what? Hallelujah! I started to fill it out. But then something spoke and said, call the service agent and let him know that you weren't pleased before you fill out. Because see that survey, that customer service survey, if you don't grade them high, they could possibly lose their job. Oh, glory to God, but God was working it out. And so I called the man and I told him I was not pleased because I had spent money getting this particular thing done in Stockton. And I felt like it should have been replaced and I shouldn't have spent the time. So he told me to fax him the work order. So I called a dealership in Stockton and had them to fax the paperwork. How about when I talked to him, I told him I had the survey. And I said, but before I complete the survey, I just want to let you know I wasn't pleased. So, in other words, you're not going to get a good grade from me. Oh, that man called me 3 or 4 times. And he was saying, Miss Bernard, I just want you to know that we're going to give you a credit. He said, we have the paperwork here, and all we want to make sure that it was done properly, and we're gonna stand by our warranty, and we are asking them, we're putting in a claim against them in Stockton, and we're going to cut you a check. Get up, Messiah. Hallelujah. Don't tell me what God won't do. God will do that for you. He'll do that for you. I was like, okay, it was a reason that I didn't move in my anger, and I'm going to grade him a 3 or 4. I waited on God because I knew that survey was important. See, when things are important to you, you begin to prioritize. And the things that's not so important, put them away from you. Put foolishness away from you. Sometimes you got to separate from your friends. Sometimes you got to separate from those you know that's not doing what they're supposed to do. That's why God said, cry aloud and spare not. Cry aloud and spare not. Amen. Tell them when they're wrong. You don't have to stand up and argue with anybody. Just be pleasant. Hallelujah. Be pleasant and be led of God. Glory to God. Cry aloud and spare not. So we're going to take this opportunity for you all to jump right on in here. And we don't have a lot of people on the line today. That's a good thing. Amen. So all of you on the line, share your experiences when God has spoken to you. and have given you some instructions. And you were crying and pleading with God, Lord, do this for me. Lord, do that for me. If you do this, I'll do that. Some of us have made vows we haven't even kept. But the Lord told me today to cry loud and spare not. Higher no more. Some of you all weren't on at the beginning. Get rid of the desires in your life. And if you do that, 52 chapters later, then you can obey God when he tells you to cry loud and spare not. 52 chapters later, that could have been 52 years later. We don't know how long, but we know one thing. When King Uzziah died, strength, rejuvenation, energy, excitement, enthusiasm, purpose, hallelujah, destiny, return back to the major prophet. And he was able to stand on the wall. He was able, you all read that whole chapter of Isaiah 58. Then you go back and read Isaiah chapter 6 and read above that chapter 3. And then you get to 6. You always got to read above where you are. Hallelujah. And that's like God. He'll take us further than where we are. God bless you all. Sister Ruth, no Messiah. Thank you, Lord. Hiya no Messiah. Bless your name, Jesus. Cry a lot and spare not. If you're on a mission, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You gotta do what God has told you to do. Prophet Lewis, hiya no. Prophet Michael Lewis, I see him on the line. Oh, glory to God. Cry aloud. You no more see it. I had some notes, and I thought I was going to take it all away, but the Lord said, have an open forum. Give them an opportunity to have some feedback. Give them an opportunity to talk about me and their experiences today. So God bless you, Prophet Michael. Hey, you no more see it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Michael Lewis, hey, you no more see it.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm in the store. So if you could call somebody else, give me about 5 minutes, then I'm out of here. But it's kind of noisy. That's
all right. We'll come back to you. Let's go to Donna Shaw. Hallelujah, evangelist, prophet Donna Shaw. You got to tell
Praise
me what
Lord.
Name.
Got
you gotta
got to
tell me
one.
What your title
you.
Is, Sister Donna. Well, I can properly address you. I don't want to offend you.
Okay. My proper title is Daughter of the Most High God, Child of God, the King's Daughter.
All right.
Daughter of the King.
All right. That's a spirit of humility. That's upon your life. So God bless you. We love you. You've been with us.
God bless you.
You've been with us from the inception.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We bless you. You have any experience?
We're
talking about cry a lot.
And as I listened to that scripture about cry aloud, it just reminded me as the Lord, as I had been praying to the Lord, like, Lord, why am I going through? Every time it looked like I'm getting closer to you, it's like I'm being pushed further away. And God spoke to me. He said, keep your eye on me. Look neither to the left or to the right. And as I think, that's the same experience Peter had. Peter walked that water, and when he took his eye off of God, he fell. Because of what? His faith. When you take your eyes off of the Lord, your faith will cause you to just lose the things that the Lord has for you. But when he told Isaiah to speak those words, he even told Ezekiel that he was putting his words in his mouth. He said, but when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, that he has heard and him hear. And he that forbeareth, let him hear, let him hear, And he that forbeareth, let him forbear. For they are a rebellious house.
Woo, Jesus.
So when the Lord asks us to speak and he tells us to say something, we can't sugarcoat it. You know,
come
that's
on.
What he says when he says, cry, speak now, or cry aloud. And let me go back to that scripture as well, because I want to be exact in quoting that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 58 and 1, Isaiah 58 and 1. Oh, it's just the enemy won't let my computer.
That's all right. I can quote it for you.
Can you quote it for me, woman of God?
Yeah. It says, cry aloud and spare not. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Let me finish it. Ah, glory to God. Cry aloud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. That's King James.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And what he's saying when he's saying cry aloud and sound like a trumpet, he wants us to speak exact, speak loudly, be bold in what you're saying. Don't be afraid of that, because I am with you. Those are my words that you're speaking. Even when he told the prophet Jeremiah, he said, but the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. And then he also tells them, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And that's Jeremiah 1:7-9. And when we know that the Lord has put those words in our mouth and raised us as prophets to speak a word, those words are powerful. The Lord will watch those words and protect those words and bring them to pass. So when the Lord sends you to someone and tell you to tell her to dry her tears, she's going to be
Peggy,
fine.
Elder Peggy next, and then Sister T, and then Sister Albertine, then we'll get the others that just came on
praise
in.
Praise the Lord. And that's just what I wanted to say, that the Lord will give us instructions and put his words in our mouth, and he will speak clear when we can hear him. So I just thank the Lord, and God bless you, woman of God. I love everyone on the line. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's good. That's good. That's something for us to think about. And that's why we're here. We're here to sharpen one another. We are here to preach and teach this gospel to somebody that may be going through. You don't know what time of day somebody is surfing on the internet, looking for a word, looking for a reason to stay alive, looking for a reason to keep on keeping on. So don't get discouraged. Cry aloud. Hey, keep on calling on God for help. Keep on looking to the hills from whence cometh your help. Cry aloud, cry aloud. He didn't begin, Isaiah, as I said earlier, he didn't begin to cry aloud until 52 chapters later. Ah,
wow.
But guess what?
Praise the Lord.
When Uzziah was alive, he was walking in fear. He was walking in fear. So sometimes God was dealing with it, but because of the king, because of our fear for man, who are we going to obey? Hallelujah. Who are we putting our trust in? If man tell you to do thus and thus, most of us, some of us, we'll honor what man said and we'll disregard the word of God. Am I correct, Sister Donna? Ah, Lord,
yes,
God.
Woman of God.
We will obey man rather than God. Well, today, the Lord told me to tell, God said, cry aloud and spare not, and let you know we got to blow the trumpet. Jesus is coming, people of God. This ain't no joke. This ain't no, the Bible is not a fairy tale book. It's our road map. Road map to where? The road map to eternity. It's a road map to get us where Jesus is, to get us, hallelujah, to live eternally with Christ. Woo, I didn't understand this, and God going to be dealing with me a long time on this one, because he spoke to me this. I don't think like this. Ah, glory to God. I want something real, something that's going to crap. Yeah, you know, sometimes we come up with these little slogans and these little mottos and these little quotes, and some of them grab your attention immediately. Ah, but guess what? He told Isaiah to cry aloud and spare not. Amen. We're going to Elder Peggy, Elder Mosiah. Some of y'all came on a little bit late. Go back into the archives. You got to hear the opening of this message. Amen. And we're having some dialogue on cry aloud. What have God spoken to you about? When did he tell you to sound the trumpet and you decide you're not going to do it? Glory to God. Elder Peggy, so good to see you today.
Amen. Evangelist, how you doing? How y'all doing, everybody on the call? Amen.
Wonderful.
I tell you, woman, I came on the call and I heard two of my favorite stories in the Bible. Old Testament. King Uzziah. And
yes,
we were talking about the Baal and the prophets. And you tell them, go call your prophets and not call them my God. I tell you, you were on the point. And you said, cry aloud. Well, what I like about that, Isaiah 6:1, it says, in the year that King Uzziah got, I saw the Lord. This is Isaiah saying he saw the Lord. And when I read this scripture, I ask God not to allow something to have to die before I can see him. Sometimes we have to go through things, a dying period in our lives. We have to let things die in our lives. And you know you're going through the grieving point of losing something. It's a grieving point. We grieve and we moan and we hurting because we have something has died in our lives. And when Isaiah was talking, he said it wasn't until King Uzziah died that he saw the Lord.
Come on now.
And he said, he not only did I see him, but his train filled the temple. You think about the train of a woman's red and dress, and when she's coming in, the train goes wherever she goes, the dress goes, and it follows.
Come on now, Ella Peggy.
And if that train is filling the temple, that meant that his blessing is in the temple. That meant the woman with issue of blood, she said she just touched the hem of his garment. If the train is in the temple, that means there's healing in the temple. That means there's healing in the temple. That means there's restoredness in the temple. That means that I get everything I need is in that train, is in that temple, because the train is a part of him. Because it says his train filled the temple. And see, a lot of times, we could just get a piece of the train, we'll be all right. I know right now if I can get a piece of the train, a lot of the situations, the issues that I put myself in, I'm in, or whatever, it'll be turned around just because he's in the temple, because the train is in the temple.
All right.
But my encouraging word to us today, you've already preached this, cry aloud. We don't wait till somebody have to die in your life before you cry aloud. You know, when we get to that funeral, we holler and we scream, and you could, excuse me, you could pretty much tell which one hadn't done nothing for the person that was dead than the one that cried the most and they scream out the most. I remember my mom been dead 17 years, and I took off work, and I took my husband and I, we took care of my mom. And my husband said, quit work, I got it. And my other siblings, they were arguing about if they going to come on Saturday and help me out or whatever. But when my mom died, those were the biggest two in the church act and the biggest fool all on the ground, crawling and rolling over. But I had already made preparations and had already taken care of my mama before she died, so there was no need for me to cry aloud. So don't have something that has to die in your life. That's what I'm saying, before God makes you cry aloud. You got to cry aloud whether you want to. This is not an in-season thing. This is an in-season and out-of-season. You got to do
Come
what you
now.
Want to, where you don't want to. You got to do it whether it's right or wrong. You got to be able to stand and tell the dying world, this ain't right. This ain't of Christ. You got to cry aloud and say, look, either you're going to serve God or you're going to get to go home. You know, as the author said, you're going to use the bathroom or get out the pot, one of the two. You know, with Christians, we are so compromising. We compromise the word of God. We compromise. We don't compromise, I believe, because we're similar. Mm-hmm. I believe this. I argue all the way to the grave about what I believe. But we compromise God's word every chance we get. But it comes a time when you got to cry out loud and say, it's God I live, it's for God I die. And if it ain't about Christ, if it ain't about that word of God, guess what? I don't want to be a part of it. I'm not going to be a part of it. I look around and everybody say to me, Elder Jones, you ain't been around. What's going on? If it ain't of Christ, you ain't going to find me. If I know it ain't of Christ, you ain't going to find me.
Now, go ahead.
Now, if you want me in the midst of it, don't let me find out it ain't about Christ. Keep me in the dark. Keep me in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not of Christ and I find out about it, I got to cut you loose because I am not, I'm not out here trying to be a people pleaser. I've seen people
now.
For so long, and I'll bust a hair wide open. I still want to have it. So, woman of God, you have touched my soul. You have touched my soul. Cry out loud. We got to, don't wait for something to die in our life. Don't have God call something to die in your life for you to cry out loud. Come on now. We all, I am not my brother's keeper. Iron sharper iron. That's what the woman just said. We have to call people on the carpet. We have to call people on the carpet and say, look, that ain't of Christ. I'm your keeper. I'm not going to let you go out like that. I'm your sister. I'm your brother. I'm not going to let you go out like that. You know, that's crying out loud. But we'll see wrong. We'll see people in the church doing wrong, and we won't cry out loud. I'm finished.
Glory to God. You know what, Ella Peggy, you're so true. And as I had some notes. I really just wanted open forum, but I had to open up. And as I opened, there's so much when God gives you something, as
yes,
you
ma'am.
Begin to minister that thing, then God opens up your vision and your understanding a little bit clearer. Amen. And I had some notes here, but as I began to get ready, the Lord say, open forum. Give them an opportunity. Because guess what? He said, I'm not just telling you to cry aloud. I want everybody that's calling on my name to cry aloud and spare not. I want them to know that I am deputizing them to cry aloud. And as just a little bit more, we have about 10 callers on the line. As I looked at the meaning of Isaiah's name, remember Isaiah and Isaiah, the suffix that IH is attached to both of their names. Isaiah was 16 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 52 years. But, he messed up. He loved the Lord. He served good under the throne. But he decided that he was going to go and light the incense in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't authorized. See, we're not authorized to do a lot of things. You're not authorized to license. God, that's a message for another day. He was not authorized to light incense in the temple. That was for the priest to do.
Yeah.
So Isaiah got beside himself, and that's what happens when we think we're so talented. We think we're so anointed. We're so gifted. God, we have so much knowledge and so much education. I don't care how much knowledge and education you have. If you don't have wisdom, baby, your education and your knowledge don't amount to anything. When you disobey God, everything that you strove for goes out the window. And that's what happened. King Uzziah disobeyed God, disobeyed his ordinance, went in the temple and lit the incense. And God turned him into a leopard. After you reigned and and judged and ruled over God's people for 52 years, read about him. Do your research.
ma'am.
Glory to
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
He died a leopard, but his name means Yahweh is my strength. So as long as he obeyed God, he had strength. But when pride, God, and that's what happened to Lucifer. God found iniquity in him, and he began to say, I'm going to rise up. I'm going to be great. I'm going to exalt my kingdom, my throne above God. And he got cast out, thrown out of heaven. Hallelujah. Don't let God do it. So Isaiah name means Yahweh is my strength. And Isaiah means you can have strength, but guess what? Isaiah had salvation. His name means salvation. So your soul is more important than your strength. Hallelujah. Your soul, because when you cry out to the Lord, God will strengthen you. But when you disobey God, he takes the strength from you. That's what happened to Samson.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened to him? When he failed to walk in the commandment of God, when he failed to follow the instructions of God, God said he was a Nazarite from his mother's womb. And that meant no razor was supposed to come upon your head. When he allowed Delilah, he fell into lust. It wasn't love. It was lust. And guess what? His strength left him. Yay, glory to God. Don't let your strength leave you. Stay focused. Oh, God, I got to let y'all go. Come on, we want some more. Hiya, oh, get on in this thing while it's hot. Amen. Who's next, Sister Ruth? Yeah, you know, Messiah. Hallelujah. Is Prophet Michael able to talk now? Go back to him, and then we're going to come to Sister T. I see Pastor Martin. So glad to see Sister Cammy. Ooh, we've been praying for you, girl. Ah, you know, Sister Albertine, we're going to get you too. Hallelujah. Let's go back and see if Prophet Michael Lewis is able to talk. Ah, get in this discussion. We're talking about crying aloud and spare not.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. I got a few minutes of in-between time. I'm looking at the various ones that are talking. You know, it's something about when God sends you out to cry loud like he did with Isaiah. You know, it says, when King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. He was
come on now.
But what he was saying is, as long as Uzziah was alive and Isaiah was gifted to do the work of God, called to be a prophet unto nations, his visual, it was not clear because of the position that King Isaiah held in his life. And that's many of us today.
That's what I said.
We
go ahead.
Clearly the direction of God. We won't walk in the footsteps that are ordered by God because of the people that we are influenced by, i.e. it could be the first lady of the church. It could be the pastor. It could be the traveling evangelist or the prophetess, the prophet. Somebody is the King Isaiah in your life. And because you have allowed them to be Uzziah, you cannot see what God has placed before you. You know, it reminds me of when Joseph was out there fighting, getting ready to go to battle, Isaiah, when he prayed, he said, open up my servant's eye so he can see. And when God opened up his eyes, he seen a host of warriors up on the hill getting ready to fight.
Cool,
it wasn't until the prophet spoke and his vision became clear. It's the same way with us. God has called us to be speakers, to be pastors, prophets, preachers unto the nation. But influence causes us not to speak what thus saith the Lord, and we start speaking what thus want man. So we compromise our gospel by letting Uzziah live and reign in our life. And when we do that, God has told us to go and say what thus saith the Lord, and we won't say it because we are fearful. And we know that fear is nothing but false evidence that appears real. It ain't
real.
God said perfect love cast out all fear. And where fear is, there is torment. You know, when you're fearful, you're tormented. Everything around you scare you. People ain't got to say a word, and you jump. You become spooked, paranoid. Well, God is saying, I need some folks that fear me. What about me? They love me. You say you reverence me. You say you respect me. You say you obey me. You say you honor me. Well, go to this house, and when you get there, I'm going to tell you what to say. Even though the king
Come
is sitting
now.
On I want you to have enough words to tell the king that I say your kingdom must come down. And we're living
come
in a
on.
Day and age, we're not crying loud no more. Because why? We care about the feelings and the emotions of what the people going to say, what the people think. Well, baby, I hate to tell you, well, to hell with your feelings. What in the hell do you want that I can't tell you the truth? Yeah, I ain't cussing. No, I'm asking you a
question.
That's
right, that's
what
right.
What in hell what that you want down there that's going to keep you from hearing the truth? Well, just the other day, I wrote to my apostolic brethren, and I asked a question based upon something that was seen on Facebook, and what he had wrote was that he changed the name of his church. And I asked him, I said, okay, I understand what you're doing and you're naming it in the name of the apostolic teachings and the doctrine, but did the apostolic die for you? Were you baptized in the name of the apostolic? And the brother told me, look, the administrator got your name, and we're going to put it on record, the things that you said. And I'm like, well, I didn't mean to offend you if I did so. But at the same time, here it is. We go and proselyte others. We go to certain denominations, and we teach them that it's wrong to be baptized in a title. But here it is. You got a brother that loves you, telling you the truth. And because I'm telling you the truth, Paul said, have I become your enemy? No, I'm not your enemy, brother. It's time for us to do what Paul said, which is all speak the same thing, be in the same
mind,
in the same judgment. Is to understand how is it McDonald's has a corporation in every country, every city that you go owned by McDonald's, it honors McDonald's name. Then you could go to Nike. Anything that Nike represents, it has its name. When you come down to the hamburger joint, talking about Burger King. Burger King is well known for every country, city, state that you go to. But when it comes to the house of God, when it comes to the name of God, we're fearful. So we start naming it everything except the name. When the Bible declares, neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. It's not done in a title. Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal, apostolic. It's done in the name of Jesus. That's why God said, I have highly exalted him, given him
All
a name. That is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, Yahshua the Christ, every knee shall bow.
Yes.
In this hour, we have to cry loud and spare not. And the proof is, see, I don't know what preacher came in the pulpit and began to tell you, you're going to die a good death. You're going to go to sleep and it's going to be peaceful. Well, you need to go back and read what happened to the first church. Them brothers were on asunder. Some of them was boiled in oil, left on a desolate island. Some was filleted. Some even had their children tarred, their body tarred and feathered. Yeah. So it don't mean you're going to sleep or you just going to walk into eternity. The Bible says we got to fight. Contend for the faith. Well, what is the faith? It ain't the faith that we preach today. Oh, no, that's why Jesus said, when I come back, if I'm going to find this kind of faith in the earth.
Yes,
no, we
preach
in any and everything. Let's go back to the old landmark. Read in the book of Acts, the first chapter. Let it begin right there. See what the brothers, after that the Holy Ghost came upon them. Jesus declared they to be witnesses, and they did that. They witnessed, even unto their own deaths. They witnessed. They cried loud and spared not. Even when they entered into a city, the people said, hey, them ignorant men that turned the world upside down, they're in our house. What shall we do with them? They got beat. They got beat. And look what they did.
Yeah.
After they got beat, they went to the place of worship and began to magnify and praise God and said, Lord, we thank you that we were beaten and suffered shame for your name. You see, the preachers today, they collect their money, they raise the tithes and the offering, and then they move miles away from you. I ain't saying nothing wrong with that, but something wrong with that picture. Jesus kicked it with publicans and sinners and hung around those that rejected him and despised him. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's time out for us to do this right, y'all. A citywide crusade begins at home with the first person, you. It begins with you. When you allow yourself to cross the light by God, the crusade has begun. Then you go out and begin to say the things of God, not the things of man. You don't repeat what man has programmed you to say, because God say, hey, let me be true, every man a liar. It's only one heart. It's only one faith. Only one God that is in all, above all, and through us all. We are crying out. It's fine. They don't care about your feelings in this hour. No, I don't. Again, what in hell do you want for me to spare your feelings?
Nothing.
What's down there that keeps you comfortable when you know what the truth is? You know what the words say. What is it in hell compelled to go out and do the things that you're doing against God? You're scared to cry out, and you ain't sparing nothing.
You don't know,
Thank you. For playing church. We done that for over 2,000 years, ever since Jesus rose from the dead and gave man gifts. We took the gifts and we prostituted the gifts of God. Go back and read back in the day. They didn't say, bring me a offering, a $200 line, a $100 line. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. But didn't have to ask for nothing. These people feared. To the point that they brought gifts themselves. God gave instructions. Either accept it or you reject it.
Jesus.
I remember when Naaman was told to go dip in the pool, and he got mad because he told him to go jump in the dirty Jordan. And after he did obey the prophet, he was cleansed, and he sent an offering. But the prophet said, oh, no. I won't take it. And guess what his servant did? His servant took the gift. And since he took the gift, a curse came upon him because God didn't say, take the gift. And it's a lot of us going out telling you to send me this. God ain't spoke. That's not God. He don't have to. Look, you don't need nothing, baby. He say the gift makes room. You ain't got to ask for a dime. But because we living in this polluted time, we got to get up and beg for an offering. No, you don't. When God say muzzle not the mouth of the ox that treaded out the corn.
Hey, say that again.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
You ain't
got
to act it in purpose and put it in some people's heart to give. He say give as he have given unto you. Good measure, brace down, shaking, run over so man, give. Into your book. When you a giver, you ain't got to get up and ask for a line.
All right.
No,
all
you
right.
don't. So I'm going to wind it down. In this hour, we have got
Glory
to cry. In order to cry loud, we got to all say the same thing. We can't be preaching watered down doctrine that has America polluted as she is. We got to stay in agreement as the apostles did. As the ones that were before them that blazed the trail. We have to do it their way, according to Yahweh. Not our way, but Yahweh. That's why
Yahweh.
His name is Yahweh, y'all. Yahweh,
well,
God's way. Y'all mean God. We have to do it Yahweh, God's way.
All right, praise God's way. All right, thank you, Prophet Michael. That was good, huh? You almost saw ya. Hallelujah, God's way, not our way. Amen. Cry aloud. And spare not. Hey, glory to God. Sister T, come on. Then we go to Sister Albertine, Pastor Martin, and then Sister Cammy. I ought to see you. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All I can really say is this. So glad he ended that with Yahweh, because that's what God gave me the other day. There's a lot of things going on in my life and around me, in the ministry and everything. But the Lord was dealing with me just last week. We were praying and singing praises to the Lord because we had a very trying day. But I just thank the Lord that he said, you have some stuff inside of you need to release.
Come on now.
You've been holding on to it too long. You know, you suffered all that loss, and now I want you to release all that pain to me. And it was even spoken to me on this line from Prophet Michael Davis one day. He said, you need to release that stuff. And I remember a godmother told me one time, she said, when you cry aloud, you need to cry to Yahweh. I did that the other day, and I was crying aloud to the Lord, and I just kept saying Yahweh and giving God his praises aloud. And something just released inside of me, and I just noticed that all those things that were coming up against me and other things that were happening, that God just removed that thing. You mean he just really removed it? It was like the demonic hindrances that were attached, and the Lord just released it. And now it's
peace.
Peace passes all understanding. And I've never cried aloud and used the name Yahweh, but it's something in that name. And just like my brother just said, Ho Korasaye. He said that there's something that he just said. It just really triggered my mind. Yahweh, that name, brings peace, brings love, brings joy, brings strength. Remove hindrances out of your life. Yes, cry it aloud. I don't care if there are tears coming out of your eyes, whatever it is, release it all to the Father. And I'll tell you, he takes that thing.
Thank you, Lord.
You be careful what you ask from the Lord. We ask the Lord to reveal some things, some people, places, things to us. And he did not waste no time. He released those people. He released those places and those things. And sometimes you try to minister to people, and they really don't even want God. They don't want to have nothing to do with your Jesus. They don't want to have nothing to do with your God. But, you know, God will plant that seed in you and tell you to minister to them. And, you know, so you won't be held accountable. They know because God used you to give them that word. He used you to give it to them. Now they're held accountable for it. So I'm just like that young lady who spoke earlier. Either you want God in your life or you don't. You either want him or you don't. You know, it's either heaven or it's hell. It's either holiness or it's hell. You know, either you're going to live right and trust God in all things, no matter what situation is, or it's hell. And I know that to be true, and I just thank God that the spiritual eyes are open. You know, and the spiritual ears are open. And that's why I'm crying aloud. And I'm going to continue to give the Lord his praise and his worship. Because that's what he desires in this hour. No more sitting in the service all dry and not giving God his honor and his praise and his glory because you mad about something that went on in your life that day. No more of that. God doesn't want your dry praise. You might as well keep that. You might as well keep your dry praise. He said, because your breakthrough is only going to come through your praise and your worship. You know, because he's constantly blessing us with all these things, mentally, emotionally, physically. And we have the gall, the audacity to sit on that praise. So I'm just, you know, haven't had much sleep because I'm going through a lot, so please forgive me. But I will. I put it on my page today. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises should continually be in my mouth. And I know this is the day that the Lord has made, and I can't speak for nobody else. Tear will rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank God for this because I know crying aloud this week for the first time, just calling Yahweh over and over, and I just felt Lord had just broke some things off of me, released some pressure, just calling out the name of Yahweh. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You guys, please pray for us out here in Stockton. We have this conference that starts on the 3rd. And I tell you, the Lord is going to just break some things. Because we've been coming up
with
all that stuff. And then the enemy don't want it to happen. But you know what? God is a God that don't lie.
Glory, Jesus.
Lives will be changed. People will be healed and set free.
Yeah.
I just plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's going on around. And God's word will come forth. God will come for you. And I'm going to cry aloud until it happens. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we certainly will be standing in agreement with you on that anointed conference that you all will be hosting. We'll have Pastor Morton give us, she can make some announcements about that. Amen. We're going to go to, who's next? Sister Albertine. She's been on a while. Amen. Let's go to Sister Albertine, then we're going to go to Pastor Mark. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. I just want to give thanks for Evangelist Bernard and that powerful word of God and all the women and callers online. God bless you all, and praise God that you are here listening and receiving such great word of God today. I want to thank you for that. What the Lord has done and revealed for me is just not holding back anymore. He has given me a gift of the prophetic. And so many years I suppressed it. I would hold it back, and I would not speak and give people a word when the Lord has really told me to do so. So the other night, this is like maybe a week and a half ago, I was online with Prophet Apostle Williams, Apostle Johnson and Mother Williams on the Nightline as a prayer line, and the Lord just kept speaking things to me to give a word, and I just said, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to let it go, and I'm just going to, wherever you lead me, however you guide me, and the Spirit just fell on me in such a great way, and so I gave and spoke. He just told me no one knew, and it was everything I spoke into his life is what he needed to hear. And I just know that it was from God. And I just thank God that, you know, instead of holding back my gift, holding back what God has gifted me with and just not being afraid to speak up, I'm not going to do that anymore. And I thank the Lord that I did give him those words because it changed a lot of things that he was doing and a lot of people that came on the line. And it's just amazing when God can use you in such a way to speak a word, to give you a word for someone, and those things actually come to fruition. It's just, it's nothing but God, and I thank him for it. And I just thank you. That was confirmation as well that just gave me even more courage to just really go into the gift that God has given me and just keep and stay diligent and to seek his voice, continue to study and stay diligent, and just allow God to use me, allow myself to just be his voice, and just to use me in the however he wants to use me in the prophetic. And I thank God for that. In Jesus' name, I thank him, and I glorify his holy name. He is just awesome, awesome, awesome God, and I love him. And I thank you for that word because that just confirms things that God has just bringing me into a new, just bringing me into a new, and I just receive it in Jesus' name. I glorify him, and I thank him in Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, and I'll continue to pray for your ministry, and I just love you. You are such a powerful, loving woman of God, and I just really thank God that I was led to your ministry because it has really, God has really used you, and it has really edified and helped me in my life. And so many things that I've been going through, I know I can get on this line, and I know I can hear a word, or even on a personal level, I can call you and say, Evangelist Bernard, here's what it is. And you've just always been such a true woman of God and just been really honest with me and just let me know and have truly helped me. And I thank you so much, and I just bless you. And may God continue to bless you. I will continue to pray for you. And Sister Ruby, God bless you too. She's lucky to have you. She's blessed to have you, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, Sister Albertine. You've been supporting us and with us a while. I'll tell you, I'm asking you all, I'm serious. I need prayer. I need a team of prayer warriors and prayer intercessors that's going to pray fervently. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. You know, I'm like, kind of like, God has given you, what would I call it, Ella Peggy? I don't even know. When God has just given you a commission, amen, and you're just going on just what God has said, and you're not looking, and that's why the Bible says, call those things that's not as though they are, and you're just going on what God has said. And sometimes your nights are long. Sometimes there's darkness. You know, light driving out darkness. And sometimes you're wondering and you're saying, you know, just like Sarah, when God told her and Abraham they was going to have a child in their old age, Sarah laughed. And when the Lord called on her, she said, oh, no, I didn't. God said, oh, yes, you did. You laughed. But he said, is it anything too hard for me? And I'm looking sometime at my present dilemma. You know, once you have, I packed up just about all my little tangible things, no furnishing, just the little bare necessities, clothes and shoes and a few little personal items that I had, and, you know, just taking a little breather in there. And when I got, and it was a sad time for me to have to get on the road after losing a dear friend of mine, Evangelist Cummins. She and I had a great relationship. I loved her. And then to have to, I was prepared to leave the week before she died. And I'm just seeing the Lord just bringing that back to my mind, you know, as we're having this discussion. And the Lord said, go, and I was supposed to leave a week before, and my friend died. And I had to get on the road. And Sister Ruby, no, I had all of my little personal packed in this little small Mercedes-Benz. It ain't that big, y'all. And as I begin to get those things out of that car, I'm marveling, Sister Albertine. I'm marveling, Sister Cammie. Sister Cammie saw my car. Albertine saw my car because I stayed with Sister Cammie while I was there in L.A. to attend Evangelist Cummins' homegoing service. And as I look today, you don't know about Shia, Ella Peggy, Sister Ruby knows too. Ella Peggy didn't see that, but I'm just saying, using her just to call it, when I see all that stuff I had, if I had to put all of those things back into my car today, I couldn't do it. And I haven't gotten anything new, but Sister Corinthians' husband, Deacon Jones, that man has a gift. He packed that car, and Sister Cammie saw that car. He packed that car. It was like compressed everything. My clothes, matter of fact, one of my suits, one of the jackets was torn because I thought I'd never open the trunk because I knew if I opened it, I would never be able to close it. So I marvel, and I'm thinking about how Jesus took those two fishes and five loaves and fed a multitude. I'm thinking about how all of my little belongings got in that little bit of car. God did it. You know why? Because he told me to go. And when I look back at that experience, then I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. I'm not in my own place yet. God haven't given me no building yet. But he told me to go. And I'm here on those two words. on that one word, G-O, go. And as I begin to look at, when you go back to that chapter, Isaiah 6 and 1, hallelujah, that chapter, Isaiah 6, when you begin to look a little bit further down in those scriptures, hallelujah, how that God began to purge Isaiah, hallelujah, and how he began to put something on his lips, amen, amen, and it caused him to go forward. Then Isaiah spoke. He said, Lord, if you send anybody, he said, send me. Isaiah began to say, Lord, I am here. Send me. He only professed that after God began to purge him. See, God has to purge some things out of us before we are obedient to his will. It's okay. Let God do the work. Sometimes we miss God because we're waiting. We want to clean ourselves up. Well, you can't clean yourself up. God has to purge you. God has to deliver you. He has to take some of these things out of you. And when God begins to do the purging, then you'll be able to gain your confidence. Then your faith, your faith will be increased. And then you'll be able to trust God and step out on him. Then you'll be able to be like Peter and launch out. You'll be able to cast your net after they toiled all night. And Jesus said, well, what's going on? They said, we've been toiling, Master, all night. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, put your net down. Cast your net. You see, when the Master speaks, things have to happen. When the Master, God, I feel this thing today. Oh, God, hallelujah. So I'm looking at, how did I get here? Lord, I didn't say, Lord, send me. I wasn't there. But God told me to go. And I shared it with Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby, I love Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. She knew some of my personal things that I was going through. Amen. Sometimes we look at leaders, people of God, and sometimes we place them high above. But you got to realize they're only human beings. They're only being used by God. They're only being obedient. They're not above reproach. Hallelujah. They're not above error. We're going to make some mistakes in this thing. We're going to err because that's life. Life is always going to present some difficulties. There's always going to be some moments of doubt. There are always going to be some moments where we don't feel real good about ourselves. Even the best of the leaders, they have their moments. Hallelujah, when they need to be encouraged, when they need to know that God haven't forgotten about them. Hallelujah, so I'm here. I feel somewhat like Moses. I feel sometimes like the children of Israel. When they question, why did they take them out of Egypt? Hallelujah, but God let them roam in the wilderness. He's saying it wasn't a feeble one. It was none of them was feeble. None of them. God kept them with a sound mind. He fed them with fresh manna every day. I cry aloud and stand not. God, I might have to sleep in my car. God, I might have to wear the same outfit sometimes. Got many outfits. But you know what? My priorities have changed. God is doing a repositioning. I got another mindset because I'm seeing my family. I'm seeing another generation, Sister Cammy. And I said, Lord, if I can't reach the senior citizens, maybe you brought me here to save this baby. Maybe you brought me here. I'm going to show you. Maybe you brought me to mentor this young prophet. Maybe you brought me Messiah, to encourage somebody, to let them know that you don't have to live like this. You don't have to succumb to your to the elements. You don't have to succumb to your environment. You don't have to live like this for the rest of your life. If he brought me out, he can do the same thing for you. But God told me to cry aloud. Don't compromise. Don't be intimidated. I brought you here for a reason. And I'm the same God that told you to go. He told Abraham to go. He said, look for a city whose maker and builder is God. Abraham did was trusted God. The Bible says he was a man of faith. He was a friend of God. I don't have Abraham's testimony. Hallelujah. I haven't reached the land of Canaan. I don't see no milk and honey. Oh, but I tell you, I'm going to keep on crying aloud. I'm going to keep on preaching and teaching for everything that God has birthed in my spirit. It becomes evident. You'll be able to see the manifestation. Glory to God. Oh, I bless him today. I bless him today. Pastor Morton. Hey, glory to God. Woo, and I thank on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. Woo, God has been good to me. Y'all don't know my story. Y'all don't know about New Orleans. Y'all don't know about this little girl. This young woman God took away 30 years ago. I'm looking back now, and I'm wondering how I got over. How did I return to this? Woo, glory to God. But I got to trust God. I have to keep on crying aloud. Hallelujah. I have to keep on leaning and depending on God, Sister Cammy. Hey, glory to God. It don't feel good. God, it don't feel good when you're in the fiery furnace. But when God steps in, you may not can see him, but God is in there with you before the fire, before you even throw him in. God was already waiting for him to throw him in. Hallelujah, because God knew he was going to bring him out. Woo, glory to God. God already know our end at the very beginning. He knows it. He knows it. He knows it. So I need y'all praying for me. When I say praying, I mean I need somebody that's going to push back their plates. We're talking about souls here. Souls cry aloud and spare not. Pastor Beatrice, go ahead. Woo, I love you, Lord. God, you've been good to me. Pastor Martin, go ahead. Jesus. Woo, Lord, I get excited. Woo, he done too many good things for me. Jesus. Glory to God. I bless you, Jesus. Messiah. Woo, glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Messiah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Praise God. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello.
God bless you. That was an awesome message. I heard everybody respond. I got on a little late, but it's just very awesome. Like he was saying, in the Bible days, they cried out and they spared not. Even through them crying out, I mean, they got killed, they got murdered, they got cut in half, but they still preached the gospel. And they didn't spare. They even laid down their life for it just so other people can be saved. And I thank God for that. I just truly thank God. That's why we're here today, because of the people in the Bible days crying out, the prophets and the evangelists and the fivefold ministry. I mean, you see the Spirit of God was moving all back in the Bible days where they would cry out, Jeremiah, Isaiah. I mean, they even did some weird things, and people didn't like them, and people didn't accept them, and people rejected them, but they still cried out and spared not. And so, and that's the same thing what God is calling us to do today. It's when you cry out and you spare not, it's just simply snatching people's souls from out of the gates of hell and leading them on to heaven. And that's what we got to do, whether they want to hear it or not. Now, I was listening to Evangelist Adrian Bernard, you know, awesome woman of God, and listening to Prophetess Michael and the different speakers, whether people want to hear it or not, God told us to cry out. Because, you know, even when I look at my own life, my brother kept coming to me on the corner and kept telling me about the Lord, whether I wanted to hear it or not. And today I'm saved. Because he did that, I'm saved today. I didn't want to hear it. I would hide my bottle, my alcohol, tell him to get out of here. He would pull up right on the spot where I was. You know what? What he did to me, I found myself doing that too. You know, going out witnessing, and we go on the dope spot, and we go where the prostitutes are, and we go where they need to hear the gospel, you know, and we cry out, and we spare not, and we just tell it like it is, you know. Yeah. We tell them that this is the way and the truth of life, and that's why God cleaned our life up so we can go back and reach someone and snatch their soul from hell. There are a lot of hurting people out there in the world, and we are walking through.
A lot of hurting people.
Everywhere we go, we are walking pulpits, and some
That's
people
right.
look like they got it all together, but they really hurting on the inside.
Yeah.
People are walking around looking normal, and they suicidal, about to go home and kill themselves. Actually, I know, I've been there. But because of the gospel of Christ, because of the gospel, I'm saved, because I've been delivered and set free. And what happened to me, we got to go out there and pour into other people's life, whether they want to hear it or not. God just told us to do it. He said, don't be afraid of their faces. He said, cry out. I believe when we sound our voice like a trumpet, you know. We are the bullhorn in this hour. Amen. I mean, God will use us for his glory and honor. If we open up our mouths, he'll just speak through us as we're not just a natural bullhorn, we are anointed bullhorns.
All right.
We open up our mouth and we cry out, lives be changed, and people hear that, and faith coming by hearing, my God, and hearing by the word of God. I thank God for different people that cried out and spared not in my life. A lot of people had their hands in my life and changed. What if they wouldn't have said nothing to me? I'd probably be that bullet. I'd probably be dead today. Because of them crying out, hearing the preacher's voice, the pastor's voice, the evangelist's voice. I mean, because of that, I'm delivered and I'm set free. And I just want to, even on this line, crying out and sparing out. I've even seen people lies in my own, under my own roof, lives get changed. So there's different ways of crying out and sparing not. God will use the telephone. God will use you wherever you at. God, he has so many ways of using us to speak to his people. It's just the simple fact of us opening our mouth and not being intimidated and not being ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. And letting them know that Jesus is the answer. Like I heard Evangelist Adrian Bernard say back to the overtime way. That's all they did. That's all they did. Mm-hmm. That's all they did. John the Baptist, he did it. Jesus did it. And we got to do it. That's why he says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news and to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives, to set the captives free. And we have the answer. We have the answer. We have the answer. And if we don't cry out and spare not, we're going to be held accountable.
Held accountable.
I was here telling T today, I said, you know what?
if these tickets for this conference, yeah, I'm trying to get a 501c3 so I can feed the hungry. I said,
all right.
I don't sell these tickets. I said, I'm giving them away. I'm going to give them out. I'm going to give them out because I know God is getting ready to do something.
Come on now.
And right across the street from where we at, there's a whole village over there.
My
God.
So
God is getting ready to move. It's not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. God bless you.
Woo!
I love you. Evangelist Adrian Bernard, we were just talking about you, me and T, last night. Figure out what we going to do for your birthday. You've been such a blessing to me since I met you. And I'm glad. I'm like, since I met you, my life has never been the same. You know, you have poured into me, poured into my home, women in the home. You have poured into my ministry. And your labor of love will not go unrewarded. Your prayer line, this line is anointed by God. And I pray that you all continue to cry out and spare not.
Wow. Well, we're looking forward to you all coming down here. I tell you, I was saying, Lord, it's so much to do when you're organizing and coordinating a conference. You know, it's not like I'm in California. If I was in California, hey, like Sister Ruben said, I get the calling around. But, I don't have that base here. I don't have a team of people that I can just go to and delegate. So a lot of it is falling upon me, but I'm asking the Lord, and I want you all to be in prayer with me, where God, and I'm praying that some can come now maybe a few days earlier. But until then, you know, I got to do some things long distance. I have to call on some of my family, you know, even with the prayer breakfast and everything. This is a crusade and a ministry launch. Amen. So that's what we're doing here. So we're not trying to raise no funds. It's not a fundraiser.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And the speakers that's coming, I want to just put that out there. They're coming out their own pockets to come and be a blessing to the souls that's in this city. That takes sacrifice. That takes love. That takes faithfulness. That takes commitment. And I know that God is a rewarder. He's going to reward those that are diligently involved in doing this thing. This is not, as I say, we're not coming together for fellowship. We're coming together to go out into the highways and the
hedges
and compel men to come. I have some family members. I have some neighbors. Amen. I have some friends that I grew up with from the projects. Amen. I'm not scared to go. They done remodeled them, so they're not projects anymore, but they still have, some still have that mindset. But you know what? God is able to take the head of the Mosheya. He can take somebody deemed nothing and nobody. Oh, God, I bless you today.
Hallelujah.
And he can exalt them. He can clean them up. So the very person you look down on, hallelujah, somebody's crying aloud for him. Glory to God. Somebody's crying out. Lord, don't let my sister, don't let my brother, don't let my aunts and my uncles, don't let my cousins, don't let my neighbors, don't let those that taught me, my teachers and the principals of the schools, hallelujah, don't let them stay in the condition that they're in.
Hallelujah.
So we are here to impact lives. That's what we're here for. We're not trying to build a name.
Because
God said, he will bring you before kings. He'll exalt you. Hallelujah. If we stay faithful.
Hallelujah.
I love the Lord. He's never failed me. I've fallen short. But God, Jesus never fail. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
And I'm looking forward.
Thank you,
I'm looking forward to this crusade.
Hallelujah. So we extend the invitation to all of you. Make a sacrifice and come now and work with us. Work with us. Think about if that was your sister. Think about if that was your loved one. Think about if that was your neighbor. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you want somebody to reach out and touch them? Wouldn't you want somebody to pray for them? Wouldn't you want somebody to call and comfort them? Ah, I see them under the bridge. Now, when I left here 30 years ago, they didn't have no homeless people sleeping down by the Superdome under the bridge. But that's their place. That's their shelter. Yeah. And I told my mother as we was riding up the day, I said, this is a whole shelter under this. I never saw that. When I was growing up, a little girl, they didn't have nobody sleeping under the bridge. I said, Lord, I've been gone 30 years. So it's like I'm in a new place. So God has to help me. And I'm soliciting your prayers. I'm soliciting your fasting. Take a day and fast for this conference, that the people, that the speakers that come, and the souls that God will draw into the kingdom, that God would be glorified. We have about 8 or 9 speakers. Amen. The psalmist and the musician is one of my cousins, Minister Maurice. Hallelujah. So we have some people that God has designated to do what they need to do.
Nothing on.
Ah, glory to God.
Yeah, that blanket is
gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just want you all to continue to keep this crusade in your prayers. Pray for the speakers, that God would anoint them. Ah, and that they would be consecrated, and they would be fired up to do the work. We're not coming to just put on our fine clothes and cross our legs. Nah, it's not the season for that. It's not the season for that. At the prayer breakfast, you can kind of relax a little bit. But Thursday and Friday, we're going to be working. We're going to be in the trenches. Amen, amen. Sister Cammie, God bless you. So good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Good
Jesus.
To hear from you. Yeah,
we've been praying for you.
I appreciate that. I always pray for you as well. Just been every day trying to develop and become a stronger person in the Word. And sometimes you're out there and you just seeking because you don't believe, anything you read, or you don't believe anything that, even God says to you. And I struggled with that for a while. And you find yourself going on every line. Looking for someone to tell you something, and sometimes it's what you said earlier. It's you having that relationship with God and allowing God to speak to you, and you studying your Word instead of just looking and seeking for someone every single day or every night to tell you something differently. And that's I struggle with that, and I felt guilty about that. I'd always felt coming to your ministry that, it's always so, I can feel your conviction, and I can feel that the love and the care, and you always have given me. I work during the day, and I've been doing a lot more work, and I was like, gotta make time to come back on, because no matter how many you go to, I didn't get that same conviction. I just, I struggled with that for so long. So I just thank God again for everything you've done. I thank you for your prayers and unconditional love and continue to lift me up, and still can feel your presence even in the house.
Jesus.
I'm grateful for that. So thank you so much, and I love you. I appreciate you.
Oh God, Sister Cammie, I tell you, if we get into this Word, sometimes we're looking for a body. We're looking to hear something from somebody. Yeah. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Oh, but when you consult with God and Him alone, Jesus, sometimes God have us in a place where He want us to block out everybody and everything. And then He'll say, Cammie, guess what? I'm going to minister to you today.
Oh, God. Tammy, I want to commune with you today. I want you to give me your undivided attention, and I'm going to speak to you today. I was sitting in McDonald's yesterday, and I had a thought, faith for your destiny. And I had already given the speaker that was going to be the topic. But as I sat there, Prophet Davis, Michael Davis, as I sat there, something began to stir. And I kept hearing the Lord saying, cry aloud, cry aloud. And I thought the Lord was talking to me. I said, Lord, well, I've been crying. I cry every day since I've been here in New Orleans. I cry morning, noon, and night. And he said, cry aloud. Ella Peggy kept on saying, cry aloud, cry aloud. And I didn't know where it was at in Isaiah. But then I Googled it. I went to Bible Gateway. And I then cry aloud. And that's when the Lord, he said, that's it, that's it, that's it. It ain't what you thought. I'm going to take control this week. Hey, glory to God. And that's what God gave me a couple of weeks ago with that order of my steps. So all we have to do is be still. All we have to do is listen. So God don't speak like thunder and lightning all the time. Sometimes he just whispers to you. Hallelujah, just whisper to you. But yesterday, sitting in McDonald's, I had my computer out, and I said, well, Lord, I got to call this elder and tell him the Lord to say it's something else. And I know he probably was preparing himself, but God brought him where he was able to tie both of those topics together. But God specifically said, cry aloud and spare not. Cry aloud and spare not. So when we continually cry out to the Lord, he won't lead us astray. Because remember, God don't have no hidden agendas. Sometimes folks have hidden agendas, but God's agendas remain the same. He say, I'm a God that change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So you never have to worry about him reneging on you. You never have to worry about any unfulfilled promises, because his promises are sure. His promises are yea and amen. Amen. We see another caller before I call on the prophet, Sister Ruby, out of the 504. That's New Orleans area code. I don't know who this is. Might be somebody I know. I don't know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we're going to open up their lines, and then we're going to go to Prophet Michael Davis. I think he's the last caller. We thank you all for having this open forum today. You know, I did open up and what have you, so go back. Those that came in later, go back and listen to this segment in its entirety. Amen. Area code 504. The last four of your number is 1202. Can you greet us? You're on the air live.
God bless you, woman of God. This Pastor Gloria. I came on late.
How did I miss your number, Sister Ruby? God bless you. This is another woman of God. I know she's praying for me. Hey, glory to God. Met this woman of God at a fellowship in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and just feel like I've been knowing her all my life. A woman. I was on your call this morning too, Pastor Gloria. I just want you to know that. I didn't say nothing, but I was on the call this morning. So God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, my God. I apologize for my tardiness. I knew my therapy was going to be an hour, but I said I got to get in and just stand in agreement with them.
Mm.
Thank God that I was able to come on. I tell you, God is just up to something. God is up to something.
Glory.
And woman of God, I say unto you, glory to God, we pastor in New Orleans. So if you need help, there's people there. I don't live in the city. I come twice a month, but my people and I will have them ready to do what you need to do, woman of God. We're here to help.
God.
We're here to help. We are one body. We are one body.
Oh,
and we're ready to put
God.
Our hands up.
Oh, God, I was crying. I was asking the Lord today, Lord, how I'm going to do this thing. Yeah, y'all don't know Messiah. Oh, God, I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I told the Lord this morning, Pastor Gloria. And as I talked to him all through the day, I said, Lord, you burnt this thing in my spirit to do this in cities, not just this city, in cities. And Prophet Davis, I tell you, he even told me, he said, God going to bless you to do it. You know, Prophet Davis, he burnt this in my spirit to go from city to city with these crusades, to compel souls, and also to help some of the smaller ministries. Sometimes we don't even want, oh God, it's all about us. We're not willing to help nobody. We're not willing to be a blessing. Oh, thank you, woman. Oh, God, I bless you. That's God. Thank you, Lord.
By this pride of life. Woo, glory to God.
Go ahead, Pastor Gloria. Thank you. You've been throwing me off the deck there. You're almost here.
This is not, oh, Lord, we realize this is not the work of man. This is the work of God. When we realize that it is kingdom business. When we take care of God's business, the Lord will take care of our lives.
Thank you, God.
I was just encouraging the people of last night. I was just encouraging them. They got to believe. They got to believe it. Glory to God.
My God.
I want to share this testimony in 2010. When the doctor
ahead,
sent me home to die. When they told my family to get prepared, there was nothing else they could do. I looked at my husband. I looked at my children. I said, God didn't call me to ministry, and I said, the vision I've been laid out, they can't rob my
body.
Not to fulfill it. Thank you, Jesus. And I began to declare that I was going to live and not die, declare the word. When they said hospice, I refused hospice. Son of my body.
Hospice, hey, Jesus.
I said, not so. And I bless God for Jesus. He no love about shot.
My God.
Bishop is going on in glory. Bishop Robert Jones Blake Sr., he began to declare in what he said. Thank you, Jesus. Walk in miracle, and I bless God, Jesus. People of God, you may not see it, but believe it. It's written, it's going to happen. You may not understand it, but it's going to happen. God's going to do what he said.
Jesus.
And God will move. God move in his name.
Glory. Jesus.
Glory to God. Woman of God, be encouraged. God is in control.
Jesus.
This is the
Jesus. Thank
it's
you,
no
Lord.
Time for faking it, Jake. This is a time to cry out and stand out. There are people dying out there. They're in sin.
Jesus.
They've been compromised. God raising up an arm and that's going to obey and tell them what does say God.
Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah.
I bless the Lord for Jesus. I thank God for divine connection. I bless God. What can I do to aid the woman of God? God, you got to bless. What can I do?
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless your name, Jesus.
And I was praying. I said, God, I want to go earlier. God, I know how it is when you're putting on conferences. I know how it is, God.
Lord.
So much to do.
So much to do. Yes, God. Thank you,
and
Lord.
That was
thank
my
you,
prayer.
Lord.
And I know God's going to move. I know he's going to move.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Woman of God, your sister standing with you.
Thank you
for allowing me to share this evening in my testimony.
Glory, you're a walking miracle, honey. Walking miracle. Messiah, whose report? I hear the Lord saying, whose report are you going to believe? Sometimes we'll believe somebody else's report, but we won't believe what God has said about us. But the woman of God says she declared. declared and decreed. Huh? She decreed and declared. She declared and decreed. She kept on declaring. She kept on decreeing. And guess what? Yeah, you know, no more shot. She's still here. She said that was 2010. It's 2014. Yeah, because yeah, guess what? Hallelujah. Her assignment is not complete. God won't let you leave here until your work is done. Ah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I believe that. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, I believe that I have a brother, Pastor Gloria, Prophet Michael dropped off, so you were the last one. We go to Sister Ruben for her final remarks. I have a brother, Elder Peggy, Sister Albertine, Sister Cam, y'all still left. My sister driving, Sister T. I have a brother, hallelujah, that was addicted to hard drugs from a young boy. Ah, y'all don't know which one he is. I ain't gonna tell you. But anyway, hallelujah. I was sharing this with Sister Ruby and Pastor Gloria. My brother left New Orleans and he came to Los Angeles and he stayed with me for 2 years. And he was on hard drugs. And that's all he did. He didn't work, didn't do nothing. And one week, hallelujah, I got in my mind, and I was feeling down. I said, oh, no, something got to change here. Ain't no sense in me feeling like this. I said, he pulling me down. I thought that spirit of depression was trying to take me over. And I served him notice. And I said, you got to leave here. You got to leave here because I'm pacifying this thing. Hallelujah. So what happened, my brother went on up to San Francisco, and he still was in his stuff. And I remember driving from Los Angeles to Dublin, California, where my sister been housed for 21 years, 20 years. But she's been down for 21 years. And I remember, as I shared this with Sister Ruby, and I would go and see my sister. I had both of her children. They were real young at the time, 4 and 7 years old when she started on that journey. And I would go to see my sister to bring those kids every 2 or 3 months. We would drive to Dublin. And Dublin is only like 30, 35 minutes away from the Bay Area. And every time I would go up there, I would look for my brother. And you, if you all know anything about San Francisco, the Tenderloin, you know that's where everything at, the drugs, anything, you're the prostitute, everything is right in that little area. But I was bold. If I guess what? If you can be bold in the world doing all kind of damnable things, why, when God bless us to come into this marvelous life, then we become cowards? Ah, we afraid. We scared. We wasn't scared of nothing when we was out there on the devil territory. And, honey, I would drive up there just as bold. Uh-huh. So we'd drive right on up there. And I would ride through that tender line, and some of his friends knew me. Amen. And I see one of them. I say, you seen such and such? You seen my brother? And they would say, he over there, he over by the park. I just said, honey, I would ride every time. And he knew my time. He knew my time. And if I wasn't up there in a month or two, he knew sooner or later his sister was coming through. And he lived from one little flat hotel to the next. Oh, but one day, my brother made up in his mind, I'm coming out of this hog pen. I ain't got to live like this no more, Sister Albertine. How God cleaned him up. Took him off of hard heroin. Hallelujah. And in the midst of that, the Messiah, when my daughter was murdered here in 1999, and then I had to take 4 more children, her children, that same brother that God cleaned up, God allowed him to be a blessing in my life. That same brother remembered me. Glory to God. And that brother helped me with my children, my grandchildren. Glory to God. And I love him today. God cleaned them up. Amen. And right, maybe about, it's been about maybe about 12 or 13 years, he was diagnosed with cancer. Hallelujah. But my mind, it's always mind over matter. Whose report you going to believe? If you had looked at my brother, he looked like skeleton, the walking dead. Ah, but God said he was going to live. My brother was determined to live. And now, hallelujah, cancer free. Yeah, no more fire. But I said that to say we don't know, hallelujah, the blessings and the seeds and the things that we sow into people's lives. It's not for naught. God will, God will make your enemy bless you. Hallelujah. And that brother, it's not a day. If I call him the day or tomorrow, anything he has, he don't ask no question. He don't assist me. And he's been such a blessing in my life. So to hear your testimony on how they had given, oh, God, I'm encouraged today. Ah, Jesus, I'm encouraged today. Hallelujah, that God, woo, he remembers when others forget. People of God, stay on the wall. I don't care what you have to go through, Sister Cammie, Sister Albertine. Ah, glory to God, Sister Ruby. Yeah, Sister T. Woo, Gisella Pitt. I don't care what you have to go through. If you have served God with a pure heart, if you, if you, oh, Lord, what are you trying to say today, Jesus? Cry aloud. Your weeping is not in vain. He said weeping may endure for a night. God ain't tell us what the time frame is on a night. But the Bible says one day with the Lord is as a thousand. Oh, y'all don't know no more, Shia. One day with him. Hallelujah. So you don't know what that night is. That night, hey, that night has been 21 years for Danielle. Ah, but I know one thing. Joy. She going to have some joy in the morning. Hallelujah. 21 years was her nighttime. Oh, but our morning is arising. Hey, I see it coming. You're the Messiah. Hallelujah. Because I have laid before God. I have cried aloud for Danielle. And as I'm here and I'm looking at my mother, I say, Lord, do it for my mother. You don't have to do it for me. But let my mother be able to witness my sister. Free. Oh, Jesus. Free. Hallelujah. Our children are grown now. Hey. Ooh, glory to God. But my mom is still in the land of the living. Yeah, glory to God. I don't believe. Oh, you know what I'm going to say? Yeah. That God will deny her of that gift. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Woo, this has been a day, y'all. Woo, God, I don't even want to get away. Yeah, you know what I'm going to say? Yeah. Woo, I just want to bask in his presence. Hey. Woo, glory to God. Oh, cry aloud, people. God haven't forgotten us. And if I just want to put this out here, the prayer lines that you all visit, it's all right. It's all right. But get something for yourself. Establish that intimacy with the Lord. Amen. You don't need a word all the time from folks, but you need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And those people that give you a word, they're laboring. Hallelujah. But guess what? They're going through too. So you need to pray for them too. Ah, while they're praying for you, they need some prayer. Glory to God. So let God lead you. Let him lead you. Hallelujah, and just open up your heart, because we all are going through something. There's nobody living on planet Earth that ain't going through nothing. Jay-Z, Beyonce, they got money, 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 money that they'll never even spend. But trust me, they got troubles. They have afflictions. But the Bible says about us, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But guess what? The Lord is going to deliver us. God, the Lord is going to deliver us. So don't look at these folks. Look at Jesus. Make him your model. Oh, God. Sister Ruby, I'm going to let you have final remarks to hang on hold, y'all. But I feel something going. The woman of God, prophetess Pastor Gordon, already said God is doing something. He's doing something. He's doing something, Sister Ruby. Woo, cry loud. Sister Ruby, back to you. Woo, Lord, I bless you today. Oh, God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What
can I say with all these powerful testimonies and the anointed word of the Lord coming from y'all inside out, not the outside. What can I say, Lord, you know, about cry loud and spare not, lift up that voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions. And then he said, and the house of Jacob, their sins, there's two of them here. And I'm saying, Lord, are you talking about the righteous? Yeah, he's talking about us. We can cry loud and spare not, but we have to be right. We have to be in the word. We have to live holy. We have to live right. We have to live justice for the Lord, and we have to walk by this word, and we have to. And then he said, well, not only Evangelist Bernard keeps saying about fasting and on, and I'm saying, well, Lord, and chapter 58 of Isaiah is the fast that the Lord has chosen. So he said,
come on now, Sister Ruby, we didn't even get to that one. Go ahead.
I mean, if everybody got their own fast. Let me read this a minute, but he tells you what the fast he got. He
come
said,
on, man.
Chapter 58, verse, well, I'm going to go past 2, 3. Let's go to verse 3. Isaiah 58. Where have we fast, and said they, and thou seest not? Where have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact all your labor. Behold, verse 4, behold, you fast for strife and debate and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You shall not as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is
my
it
God.
Such a fast that I have chosen? A day
on,
for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bull rush and to spread off and ashes under him? Will thou call this fast an acceptable day to the Lord? Verse 6, is not this the fast? There you go. Is not this
the thing
I have chosen, to loose the chickenness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Verse 6, and when he said this, I'm going to run down to verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shall
the glory of the Lord
answer, cry, and he shall say, here I am. And he shall, if thou take away from thy midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speak in vanity. And then in verse 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continuously and satisfy thy soul in drought and make bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden. And like
water
a
garden.
Whose water fail not. And then I was saying, Lord, what are you trying to say? He said he has a requirement for each and every one of us, especially we say we saved. You know, we got to get this stuff out of us. So I'm going to chapter, I'm going to close out with this one. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, yeah. Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? What does he require of thee, of us? To fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and to keep
my
the commandments
God.
Of the Lord and his statute, which I command thee this day for thy good. So, Lord, I just thank you for all of this, and I thank you for the prophet, the pastor, Pastor Glory down there, that the Lord gave her word, especially the minister, Peggy Jones. You know, you said something, and every day we say, don't sign off, because God has a rhema word. It's just been nothing but rhema words going back and forth all day.
Yes.
Sister Albertine, Sister Cammie, and everybody's been on it. But Minister Peggy, you said, don't let nothing die before the Lord coming and have to revolve us. I say, Lord, I thank you, like Isaiah chapter 6, when King Uzziah died, and he seen the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. So don't let nothing die that we have around us before the Lord, that we can't get it right and please the Lord. So when we go out and we say we're going forth to bring souls and we're going forth to do this and that, make sure our mind and body is right. Make sure that we're living holy. Make sure that we're living pure. Make sure that can't no accusations come against us. Hallelujah, as we walk this life in this light unto the Lord, because we're epistles, read of all men. God bless you. It was a blessing.
I
didn't know what to say after Pastor got on here. Hallelujah. God bless everybody. Back to you.
Wow. Now, y'all know Sister Ruby says she's not a minister.
I'm
she
not.
Just down and did a whole sermon. Pastor Gloria, did you hear that? Ella Payne?
Yes,
ma'am.
Grandma,
open up these lines. Sister Ruby, always in the background. Amen. She just now delivered a message.
Yes,
hallelujah. Minister Democrat said, oh, my bearer. All right, the Lord have spoken today. I tell you, I thank God. I thank him. Hallelujah. So we a little bit over, about 30 minutes over, but, you know, the Lord has been speaking today. And I tell you, all of these words that we hear daily, God is recording it. He's recording it. He's recording it. Let me go on to another room. I'm going to ask Ella Peggy Jones. When the enemy starts raging, amen, you know the word has been effective. Amen. So we bless you. Pastor Gloria, thank God for you. I'm going to call you after the call. Ah, glory to God. So God bless you all. We're going to ask Pastor Gloria can close us on out with a prayer. Hey, glory.
Thank you, God. Father, we bless you for everything that's been said and done on this airways, on this line. God, we give you praise. We give you glory for the angel of this high, of this ministry in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Oh, my God, for the radio staff. We thank you for the listeners, Lord God. Oh, my God, the word that's been deposited calls us to write it on the tablets of our heart that we will not and we shall not sin against thee. I thank you for the call that went out. I bless your holy name. I love on Sunday. And it is so, God. I pray blessings over these, your people. I decree and declare now, God, that it is so. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
the Lord,
Jesus.
What is there for to do, Lord? That is the call that put in your hands. Bless the name of your hands. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I decree and declare, God, to repeat every need is met. And it is so. In Jesus' mighty, holy, and righteous name we pray. We cover the prayers and the blood, God. And we just thank your angels. Lord, do this and we'll be back. In Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen. And bless God.
Woo, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Woo, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Bless you, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for being merciful, for being kind, God. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We don't let you go. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, Lord, I bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ah, you're a great God. Oh, yeah.
But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground, now I'm knowing and it's showing. For favor, yeah.
within my feet. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
Hallelujah. It's working by William Murphy.
Did you want to say anything else, Evangelist?
No, everybody have a blessed day, Sister Ruby.
Okay,
see
God
you
bless.
Tomorrow.